Funding for the Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC Heart and Vascular Institute. With experience, cutting-edge technology, and a collaborative approach, you'll receive the most advanced treatment. More at upmc.com/centralpaheart.
Possible frost last week and near record-breaking high temperatures this week. But the outdoors is bursting with color, from the bright green grass to flowers and trees. Those with green thumbs are itching to get dirt on their hands, if they haven't already. Horticulturist Erica Jo Schaefer is here today with tips and information on doing just that. Erica Jo, welcome to the program.
Hello. How are you today?
I turn my headphones on. Yeah. I can hardly hear there. And I can't wait to get to the treat that...
I totally overachieved it.
I have to say you have. What is it?
So it's dirt pudding.
Dirt pudding. Okay. Mm-hmm. But this is not like your normal even dirt pudding you would see in a cookbook. So, no. All right, we'll wait on that. But if you have an opportunity, you'd like to see this live, go to the Spark's Facebook page. WYTF.org/thespark, and you can see all that. All right, so that weather I described, frost last week. I mean, I heard so many people complaining, oh, I have to bring the flowers in. I have to cover up everything. Mm-hmm. And now this week, 90 degrees yesterday.
Yeah. It's maddening.
It really is. I don't know whether this is a normal spring or not. What is normal about spring is that mm-hmm. it's so interchangeable from one week to the other here in Pennsylvania. All right, so what kind of impact, I know this is a broad question, but what kind of impact could that have between so much cold to so much warmth?
Well, and you said that people are bringing their things in because there's something that kicks in if you're a gardener that you need to go to the garden center and buy plants. And it doesn't matter if it's going to frost tomorrow. Like today, I get to go.
It's like an instinct kind of thing?
It's more than an instinct. Okay. It's impulse. It's an addiction. I mean, it's just like you got to go buy flowers. So, you know, you bring them in and out. I bought two trays of 4-inch pots and a couple other things.
Of what?
Petunias and salvias and bacopas.
The early.
No, they're not even early. They got no business being out of the greenhouse yet. And I had to have them.
Okay.
Because, so I took them in and out every day.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and now yesterday I started planting.
Oh.
Oh, I know, right? It's
You're
before Mother's
chance.
Day.
You're taking a chance.
Yep. Well, I need more space for more plants.
So what are you going to do if we have frost next week?
I'm going to use all the sheets, all the pillowcases, all my burlap, all my tarps. I will save them. I will move them out.
Okay. All right.
And this is how we do. This is how gardeners do. Like, there's nothing patient about being a gardener.
I don't think the extended forecasts, which I have to say that sometimes extended forecasts can change fairly frequently. But from what I've seen, it doesn't look like there's cold
weather. No, it doesn't.
Weather.
And I've been keeping my eye on that. And the override to go to the garden center and get more plants. And now my neighbor, who lives 2 doors down, who also is a big garden geek. I mean, between the two of us, it's like, you want to go today? Okay.
Oh.
All right, let's go. So, is there enough room in the car?
Is that he or she?
She.
She's a neighbor.
Donna, yeah.
Donna's an enabler.
Donna's an enabler. I might be an enabler for Donna, too.
Oh, so it goes both ways.
It's, the addiction, right? You need another petunia?
Do you, like, whisper and meet secretly?
We like, do hand signals to each other at the garden center. It's like, come over here. See this one. See this. No, you come over here. Look at this.
All right. So let's talk about a few things for late April, early May. Can you believe May 1st is tomorrow? I mean, things are moving so quickly.
Yeah.
Container gardens. I have to admit, I'm doing that this year because the way our trees have grown, where the garden has been, the vegetable garden has been the last few years, just not getting enough sun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do some tomatoes, cucumbers, zucchinis. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about container gardens. First of all, for those who may not be aware, I think they can probably picture it, but how do you describe a container garden?
Anything that's put in a container, right? If you're growing it in a container. And so then it's like, what is the container? Like, you know, some things like terracotta, which is the more old-fashioned traditional, is going to dry out faster than plastic, which is also more lightweight. And, you know, the ceramics can be more pretty, and you can do wooden, but was it treated? If you're doing pressure-treated right. wood with your vegetables, that's not cool, because mm-hmm. that's leaching into your soil.
So what do you recommend?
It kind of depends on what you're going to grow and how good of a waterer you are. Because if you're somebody who's going to remember to water, then you can have a larger selection of what you're going to choose from. But if you're going to forget to water, actually plastic dries out fast or dries out slower. Mm-hmm. So, and then, of course, you have to make sure you have drainage holes. Like always, always, you must have drainage holes.
So this is the one time you'd recommend plastic.
Yes, and hopefully recycled. Like, are they doing plastic recycle? I have like 1,000 pots, so mm-hmm. I don't really have to buy any anymore.
How big?
It depends on what you're trying to achieve. Like, if you're doing a tomato, tomatoes in containers, there's two different types of tomatoes. One is called a determinate. And one's called an indeterminate. The indeterminate ones keep growing and keep growing and keep growing. So if you start with some small tomato plant in some small pot, you're going to have to start watering 2 or 3 times a day and your tomatoes are going to be awful. Mm-hmm. So you have to really, when you do a container garden, think about how big each is going to be in August or September so that you've given it enough space to like achieve what you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I said that where our garden has been the last few years, there wasn't enough sun. But I'm planning on putting it on the deck, the containers on the deck, mm-hmm. where there is a lot of sun. Mm-hmm. Can these plants get too much sun?
Not what you're talking about, not vegetables.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, although your lettuce won't make it through July right. and August, but your right. tomatoes, your cucumbers, your zucchinis, and you want to look for things that are called container. Like, you don't want to put a regular zucchini in a pot, but you can find container zucchinis. It's a more compact plant.
Okay. So you mentioned watering. Let's talk mm-hmm. about fertilizing and watering a little bit.
Yeah. So fertilizing in containers, every time you water, any fertilizing that you had started to do runs out the bottom of the pot. So you, when you're doing plants in containers, you have to be a better fertilizer than if they were in the ground where they have access to what's already in the soil. So you can do, you know, organically, we like liquid seaweed and fish emulsion, which can also be kind of smelly. So you want to use those when you're leaving to go out for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You know, you're leaving for the day, you fertilize your plants, and by the time you get home, they're better. You can use chemical fertilizers. I like Jax over Miracle-Gro. Mm-hmm. Miracle-Gro is owned. Can I get like...
Just
do what I do.
I mean, I don't worry about that, but...
Okay, so Miracle-Gro is owned by Scotts, and Scotts kills dandelions, so I can't, right? Like Jax. Jax Blossom Booster. I know. Stop
Wait a second. They're going to be there, those who say, oh, they kill dandelions. That's a good thing.
Well, they shouldn't be doing that.
I know.
Like, every time I come on this program, between mulch volcanoes and leave the dandelions alone, I mean, come on,
I led you into that.
You did. You knew it was coming. So, and there's also, if you know you're not... See, it's kind of like knowing what you're actually going to do. Like, don't lie to yourself and say you're going to water every day if you're going to be forgetting. Mm-hmm. Like, just know that that's what's going to happen. If you don't think you're going to remember to fertilize, there are fertilizers. Osmocote is one of the brands, which might also be owned by Scotts. But every time you water, a little of the coating erodes. They look like BBs. Mm-hmm. So that can be something that you just put in the pot like every 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then you're getting it fertilized.
Did I ask about soil?
No, please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about soil?
So the potting soil you use, if you use cheap, heavy, like it's heavy to put it in mm-hmm. the car, like, and it's only a small bag, that's cheap, awful, and you're going to get cheap, awful results. It's not going to drain well. You can usually reuse your potting soil like once or twice, but you need to take it back out of the pot and refluff it. Because potting soil goes bad, so to speak, is because the air spaces collapse and then the roots rot and they won't grow as well. So if you're using the same potting soil you use for 4 or 5 years and you're like, my plants don't grow as good as they used to, you need some fresh potting soil. I love Promix. Promix is my top. And of course, Miracle-Gro also sells potting soil, so buy Promix.
You and Donna, do you talk about potting soil?
We do. We talk about potting soil. We talk about watering. We talk about bird nests in our pots. And yeah, we have great conversations.
It sounds that way. Yeah. you sent me a note with a question mark. Have you planted your tree yet? And I assume that meant that we're going to be talking about planting trees.
Yeah, I had, there's a place down in Dillsburg, a new little grocery store. And every time I go up 15 to go to work, I'd notice that the trees that they just planted, I was like, something's wrong. Those trees don't look good. And they're already starting a soil volcano around the trees. So finally I stopped and took my trowel.
Okay, wait a second. This is just, this kills me when you are, I don't know, there would be people say, you're being too, have you ever run across somebody who said, why are you being so nosy with our plants?
No.
No. So
no,
they're happy.
Most of the time I'm doing it, and people maybe don't know. Like I saved a Japanese maple from an ivy that was growing up through it once at the Lower Allen Police Station.
I think I told you that story.
Just as I was almost done, the sirens started going off.
Oh, that's right. They weren't even there. You could have been a burglar.
But I wasn't. I was saving a tree. So I stop at this place and I get out my trowel and I start digging. And I found that the trunk to where the trunk stopped and the roots start was 11 inches deep. They actually planted them so deep and then put soil on top of them. So what's going to happen is the water's not going to make it through the 11 inches of soil. And the leaves will get smaller and smaller because the tree's suffering. So I'm going to guess in about 5 years, they're going to die.
Dead trees.
So, you know, how you plant your tree, like, have you planted your tree yet? And did you plant it right? You know, did you pick a good tree? There's, you know, like, thankfully they took the pear trees. You're not allowed to sell or buy or plant in Pennsylvania anymore, thankfully. And, you know, are you researching that? Like, what does the branch structure look like? Is it super root bound where it's never going to grow anyways? You know, don't assume it's at the right depth in the pot because it might not be. It needs to be wherever the trunk stops and the roots start, need to be at ground level.
And I think something I've noticed is how close to a structure trees are planted sometimes.
Yes, right? So, like, look it up. It's like if you're buying a Kwanzaa cherry tree. That's what I was trying to tell the guy, which the email was never responded to. Imagine. Mm-hmm. I was. But a Kwanzaa cherry wants to be like 30 feet wide at maturity. So, like, don't plant it 5 feet off the corner of your house. Mm. And, you know, I see all these developments and all these volcanoes and trees being planted wrong. It's like so many trees that are being planted are going to be dead in 15 years at the most. Like, why are they planting trees so they die?
Yeah, at a time when we need more trees.
Exactly. Like, do it right. Why not do it right?
Yeah. Speaking of treats, what do we have here?
We have some dirt pudding today. I thought it was very spring and very, like, this program, because we always have fun with all these different things that we do. So we have we've got chocolate-covered peanuts at the bottom to represent rocks.
Okay.
We have crushed Oreos. We have chocolate pudding and vanilla pudding. And then I made whipped cream. I did not use Cool Whip. And then we have crushed pistachios on top and edible flowers from my garden. And gummy worms.
Oh, and your presentation is just fantastic.
Thank you.
I mean, what do you have?
This is some green preserved moss.
So it's preserved moss. Is that the real thing?
It was the real thing at some point,
and then they dye it
different colors.
All right, okay, yep. Well, let's take it.
It's wild violets from my garden, redbud flowers, and, of course, dandelion petals.
You know, I got the violets, like, hanging out of my mouth.
It looks good on you.
Oh, you know that I would love this.
Mm-hmm, I know.
And
I think we established that pretty early. I was going to bring savory treats or sweet treats, and you, without hesitation, said sweet treats.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay.
I'm digging to the bottom already.
Finding the stones?
Yeah.
Good. Awesome.
And there's a worm, too.
Yeah, good.
Mm. We have a radio show to do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You should ask me a question before I started eating.
All right, I should have. All right, roses.
Roses.
Let's talk about roses.
Yes. I have 16 rose plants in my garden, and none of them are sprayed ever. So I want to say, as far as roses go, it's a really great idea to prune them in March. You're a little bit late now, of course, but prune them down to knee high because they flower on new wood. So you want as much new wood as possible. You want to fertilize them with organic fertilizer. I like to put about a half or a third of a bag of composted cow manure and just dump it right at the base. And then every time it rains or whatever, it just keeps saturating the root system. And then a lot of people don't know that roses, the American Rose Society rates roses from 0 to 10 on how well they do. So if you buy a rose that's like, you know, the kid that always has the snotty nose kind of a thing, you know, you're going to have to keep spraying it. You're going to have to keep doing things to it. And the closer you get up after, like, I like to get roses that are rated 8.0 or better. So again, with that many roses in my garden, I don't ever have to spray. They like a lot of sun, 6 hours or more. And then I make rose petal jam with them, with the petals, because they've not been sprayed.
Colors.
Rose liquor.
Rose liquor.
Rose liquor. Rose petal liquor with honey. Tito's. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You let it just soak in there. It's very good. I've got all the colors. I'm, you know, partial to the dark red ones because they make the best looking jam.
Well, okay. Yeah. I just as a preference, dark red, just because I think it's the prettiest one.
Yeah. They're very pretty and super fragrant.
All right. So let's move on from roses. Vegetable and herb gardens, spacing fertilizer, how many plants?
Yeah, so, you know, when we buy our tomato plants right now in these little tiny pots or our zucchini plant, like, remember your zucchini plant's going to take up a 5 foot of space. So, you know, I have right now sitting on my deck like 12 tomato plants, different varieties that somebody gave me. And so you need to, like, especially the new gardeners, like, make sure that you're giving each one of your tomato plants a good 2 feet or even 3 feet of space. You know, you need to get in there and get your tomatoes. If you plant them too close, you risk powdery mildew because there's no air circulation. You also, they can compete with each other for water and nutrients, so you won't get as big of a crop. You might have to thin out your carrots or, you know, again, like just, I like to keep track of when I plant things, you know, what varieties I used, like what ones did really well. If you've done your tomatoes in the same spot for the same, like 5 or 6 years and they're not doing as well, you should try planting them, flip the garden and plant them on the other side or get a bunch of dehydrated cow manure and re-enrich your soil. Your soil gets tired.
Just as an aside. Last weekend was a big weekend for cow manure on fields.
Oh, my gosh, it sure was.
Everywhere I drove, I...
Hello, that, Pennsylvania.
That's right, you got that that country odor.
Yep.
Hanging baskets. We've kind of held off getting some hanging baskets so far. You know, again, thinking of the frost last week, but that will be coming in the next couple of weeks. So
yeah, and I think again, it's we like to wait till Mother's Day, but a lot of us can't wait till Mother's Day. I think the thing that I want to really say about hanging baskets is make sure that you pick a basket that's for sun or for shade. Like, notice, like, I would love to have a petunia basket right outside my kitchen window, but it's shady there, so I cannot. Also, when you buy those baskets that are already so full and so gorgeous, note that they're already root-bound. So you're going to be watering twice a day to keep it healthy and satisfied. So I like to make my own baskets now. I go and pick out what I want, and I use, you know, now several years using my own basket. And, you know, then I can put only two or three plants in it and be a little more patient.
All right. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
anybody
most people
can
who,
do that.
Oh, they can do that.
No, it's instant.
But hanging baskets that you buy, it's more of a convenience thing.
It is. It's instant gratification.
Right.
And then show me those same baskets that have been watered and fertilized that already look magnificent. Show me those same baskets at the end of July that they still look that good.
That long? I mean,
They should look good all the way through till frost.
Well, see, that's just it.
So, and it's a way to save money. Like, usually those hanging baskets are going to be $25 to even $45. So, like, you can get 3 4-inch pots in a plastic basket for $3 and you just did your own hanging basket for less than $10.
You know, one of the things I've always kind of wrestled with is full sun versus shade.
So, yeah.
Because, I mean, let's face it, different times of the day, it's very sunny. And then other times of day, it's shade. I know it's like 6 hours. Isn't that considered full sun?
Yeah, 6 hours or more is full sun. 4 to 6 hours is part shade and anything under 4 is shade.
Real quick, because we only have a minute left.
These need to be hour long.
I know. started mowing the grass like about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And last weekend, I just heard lawnmowers all mm-hmm. the time.
All over, all yeah. Because it's, yeah.
How about the length of the grass to keep it healthy?
3 inches. You know, a lot of people are scalping their grass and they forget that grass is a plant. So if you're mowing under 3 inches, the grass blade also needs to be drinking in the sun, photosynthesis, and you're going to reduce the root system and the health of the grass if you don't do 3 inches. Like people think if they're scalping it, they're going to do less work, but it's because your grass is dying. It's suffering.
Mm-hmm. What do you recommend as far as weed and feed?
I don't recommend
okay, that's
weed
figured.
And feed.
All
Stop
right.
killing your grass weeds. They're not weeds. They're wildflowers.
Okay.
Stop
how
it.
How do I put
love
this?
Love dandelions. Love violets.
You've become very political all of a sudden.
Have I? All yeah. of a sudden? All of a sudden. I beg to differ.
Erica Jo Schaefer. And we will do this again one more time next month.
Oh, I'm so sad. Only one more time.
In May. But thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.